This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. They were on my show back in April 17th of this year. We're talking no other than Applied Biosciences Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol APPB. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Mr. Raymond Urbanski. He's been with the company probably started this year. What Applied Biosciences Corp is all about, they are a vertically integrated company. They focus on the development of science-driven cannabinoids and therapeutics and biopharmaceuticals. Raymond, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, you guys had an incredible quarter, up over 258% compared to last year's fourth quarter. How did you guys get there?
Well, you know, a lot of it was due to the hard work of people such as J.J. Southard, who runs our CBD division, and Jason Zitzer, who's running our Trace Analytics group. And they have been really instrumental in driving a strategy that would increase our revenue flow and our availability and access to customers. And hence, as you can see, quarter to quarter and year on year, they've been doing a fairly successful job of just reaching out to customers and really letting them show the value of our products.
You know, there's literally hundreds of publicly traded companies out there that are in the marijuana business, the CBD business. What makes you guys so special? Why are people looking at you?
Well, I think it's a multitude of things. I mean, when you look at Applied Biosciences, you have to understand that basically the company is three separate but very interconnected divisions, right? As I mentioned, we have the Applied Biopharma division, the Applied Products division, which is our CBD division, which is run by J.J. Southard. And J.J. has just been instrumental in leading the way in ensuring that we market only the highest quality THC-free pharmaceutical-grade CBDs. And he utilizes the most proven and effective methods that we know of today. Our nano CBD isolate products continue to grow and expand, as you can see with the recent quarterly report we put out, as well as the recent launch of our Shannon Briggs endorsed Champ line of shots and water bottles. JJ will continue to look at new lines to add, as well as to maximize our digital marketing campaigns and distribution channels. You know, we also have the Trace Analytics Group, as I mentioned, that was co-founded and is being run by Jason Zitzer. And Trace is very interesting. So Trace is a scalable cannabis cannabinoid lab that is poised to meet the demands for high-quality, state-of-the-art testing. You know, then this will soon be mandated by many of the states and possible federal regulatory authorities. And as I said, Jason is doing a wonderful job at looking at all the options we have with Trace, which includes further investments into our analytics capabilities to maximize its growth and revenue. And then we have the third sort of arm of our company, which is the biopharma division. And here we're focusing on the development of novel therapeutics to treat, you know, diseases such as metabolic disorders like diabetes, which people I'm sure are well aware of. It affects millions of people.
Absolutely.
Peripheral neuropathies that people tend to have that we don't hear much about because they tend to be rare disorders, but they're very disabling. For example, things seen that I'm familiar with, people who received a platinum-based chemotherapy for various disorders like lung cancer can develop very painful neuropathies that some of our potential assets may be able to treat. And we look at other things like progressive lung diseases like COPD and some ischemic reperfusion injury. We're going to do this by leveraging, you know, an industry-leading pipeline of endocannabinoid system-targeted drug candidates. So when you look at the whole company, Applied Biosciences, which includes the analytics part, the CBD, and the biopharma part, I think we're going to differentiate ourselves in this somewhat crowded and often chaotic space.
When you came over from Pfizer as their chief medical officer, that's when I got excited That being said, what is your short and long-term plans for Applied Biosciences?
So, you know, for our short and long-term plans are basically, as I mentioned, to sort of look at the three entities, the analytics part, the CBD part, and the biopharma part, and to see where we can maximize our investment to maximize our revenue and our return on investment. And this is sort of a work in progress. I joined the company on May 1st. And as you mentioned, I came from Pfizer. I was the chief medical officer of one of their business units, which, by the way, just happened to merge with Mylan. But when you look at that, you know, we're looking at where we're going to invest our dollars, because when you look at our biopharma division, people obviously who understand biotech understand that developing drugs, especially new drugs, is very capital intensive. So we have to make certain that we're allocating the capital that we raise appropriately. Do we put the bulk of it in the biopharma division and basically just look at things to do that might take a harvesting strategy within the analytics and the CBD division? But these things need to be worked out. So I think my vision going forward is to really build up the biopharma division, maximize our return on investment and sales revenues for the CBD division, and then really take a close look at how we can better position Trace Analytics to be the lab that states and federal regulators want to go to test cannabinoids or cannabis products.
When you guys started the company and you started signing some big names such as Shannon Briggs, what is your your process and your thoughts? What maybe some of these celebrities or that particular celebrity is going to do for you guys?
Well, you know, when you look at the CBD division, you try to differentiate yourself and obviously brand yourself. A lot of times this is done, as you probably well know, through celebrity endorsements or, you know, people like Shannon Briggs, who is a heavyweight champion, obviously being involved in sports and a very grueling sport at that, and having conversations with him and understanding the beneficial effects of CBD with things such as pain and joint pain and in the boxing world, traumatic brain injury. When you have somebody like Shannon who's supporting your products and supports the positive things that CBDs can do, I think it adds value and it helps differentiate us. And this is what we are going forward. We're going to become more strategic on where we invest and what particular CBD lines we decide to go after and distribute.
Ray, before I let you go, can you tell us a little bit, maybe bring us up to speed on Applied Biopharma? What's your vision? What's your strategy?
Sure, absolutely. So Applied Biopharma, as the name implies, is our biopharma division. And I'm working very closely with Martin Schroeder, who's the president of Applied Biopharma, in bringing into our portfolio extensively studied, and when I mean extensively studied, I mean in animal models, drug candidates that target the endocannabinoid system. Now, one thing to know about Mr. Schroeder is he's a well-seasoned biotech executive with a long history of identifying valuable and successful biotech assets. And so Martin and I working together, our vision is to become a world-class biotech company. And this is going to include a very experienced management team and global leaders in the endocannabinoid research and development space. And our singular focus is really just to develop science-driven synthetic cannabinoid therapeutics that are going to be looking at and targeting unmet medical needs. And again, diabetes is tons of medicines, but they still have tons of problems trying to get people's blood sugars also under control. We're also going to aim to continue to drive innovation in the endocannabinoid space. It's a relatively new space considering where all the other sort of pharmacology is related. With all that being said, what really differentiates from others in this space is our ability to identify high potential data-backed assets, as well as the depth and breadth of our knowledge in drug development and the regulatory environment. This is where I think Martin, myself, working together with a world-class SAB, we'll be able to develop our cannabinoid assets much more effectively and efficiently than other biotech companies in this space, and therefore saving ourselves valuable time, resources, and money.
Your stock's trading around 70, 75 cents. For me, and this is my personal opinion, grossly undervalued. What would you want my listeners to take away from this interview today?
Well, I think one thing, you're absolutely right. I think the company is grossly undervalued given the sort of inherent value we have with Trace Analytics, with our CBD division, as well as what we're doing currently within the biopharma division. So what I would just say to your listeners is that, you know, keep track of us, keep looking at our press releases. I'm going to be releasing some very, very positive information over the next, you know, 1 to 3 months. Everybody will see all the positive work we're doing around bringing in assets, getting drugs into the clinic, into clinical trials, I should say, et cetera. So I would just tell you, listeners, to look at the totality of the company and watch what we're going to do over the next 2 to 3 months. It's going to be very positive.
The company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is Applied Biosciences Corp. Look them up on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol APPB. Raymond, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.